Happy to be joined now by Toronto Maple Leafs forward Mitch Marner on the line. Hey, Mitch, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we got to start with Beardgate from yesterday. Your boy, Nazem Kadri, tussling with Joe Thornton, whose nickname is Jumbo, and he was giving up 50 pounds, and like it looked like a foot. What was going through your mind when that was taking place?
Please don't die.
I mean, it's pretty exciting to watch. He's a very big man, as everyone could see, but it obviously shows a lot of character in Naz and not backing down from it.
Have you ever been in a tussle of that nature where you were the clear underdog? And what would you have done if you were, challenged in that same manner?
I've never been in that situation, so I don't know. But, I mean, like I said, Naz, he doesn't back away from stuff. He's a fearless guy. And, I mean, I'm sure he didn't want to – I think everyone in the arena knew, what Jumbo was saying to him. And, he's a guy that doesn't shy away from that stuff and doesn't want to get showed up in his own rink.
So it took us a little bit to figure out that Joe was missing a part of his beard. Did you guys know right away? Because we had to look at replays. We were going through it like the Zapruder film. Did Naz, he was in the penalty box for 5 minutes, but did you know that he had ripped off part of Joe Thornton's beard immediately?
He should have tried to keep it.
Yeah, we saw it afterwards because the ref went over and picked it up. But, it's kind of hard, I feel, not to grab the beard. I mean, Naz reached for the jersey, and, the beard is pretty much connected to that. So it's pretty hard to just grab jersey, I think, in that situation.
Yeah, Joe's, like, more beard than man anyways, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a crazy beard, but, it comes down pretty low, and, I'm sure Naz has been trying to reach for, rip his beard off. I don't think anyone wants to ever do that to somebody.
I'll never be convinced that at least 1% of Joe Thornton's thought process when there was rumors that he was being talked to with the Leafs in the offseason, that he was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe the beard has to go. I got to go back clean shaven. It at least factored in. He must have thought about it for at least a second. So we were talking just before you came on. Things really seemed to shift for you in that Carolina game. And we've been saying for weeks that it just looks like you're playing with more confidence. Is that spot on, or what do you think's been different for you?
I think I'm just, staying calm with the puck. But also at the same time, I think, our line in general has been a lot better this past couple weeks. And I think we just got to keep building, keep getting better, and it's getting now in a very important stage of the season of, these points are very, very important, and, we have teams to catch up to and teams to stay ahead of for that playoff spot. So I think we just got to keep getting better every game.
Well, where are you guys in regards to your own expectations for where you should be in the standings at this point? Because you're pretty much bang on exactly where you were a season ago.
Yeah, I mean, happy with our position, obviously, but at the same time, we don't want to just be happy with the position. We want to battle for that first position and, try and obviously push for that Tampa spot. But it's going to be important just to try and keep getting better. Obviously, we're a young team, but at the same time, we can't have excuses. We got to learn the systems. We got to make sure that those playoffs do come, are ready to play in them.
So I'm glad that Ben brought up the word bang. He was asking about where you guys are this season, because flying around, we figured we were getting you today a couple hours ago, just cruising around the internet, just looking for some stuff to talk about. Always like to bring up some personal notes with guys, what they like, what their interests are away from the rink. And I don't know if you ever look at your Wikipedia page. Probably not. I feel like you have different press clippings if you ever want to look at them. But it says there that your favorite TV show is The Big Bang Theory. To my horror, this can't be true. Tell us that is not true.
I don't know who put that, but I used to really like that show. So, it's possible, but I don't know if I know what's on my Insta post, but I got a friend's hoodie for Christmas from my girlfriend, and that's probably the one of the favorite TV shows now, and also Game of Thrones. Those two are probably my top two.
That's quite the dichotomy in show. So wait, this is the million-dollar question, though. So now are you watching Young Sheldon? Because every time I see commercials for that, I'm like, who could possibly watch the show? But it might be you.
I do not. I didn't even know the show until you said that.
Go ahead.
I didn't know that was a show, to be honest. But I think sometimes, like, on commercials, but... I'm not watching that show.
See, I feel like I might have shamed you a little bit. Now I feel bad for shaming
you.
Yeah,
you know what?
Habits.
If he likes and then you the were Big like, Bang Theory, yeah, that's fine.
But now you're like, yeah, no, I don't even know what that show is. Oh, that's
I've never heard of television.
I've never seen that commercial. That commercial's on Canadian TV like every 10 seconds. There's no way that you haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
He's kind of busy.
Yeah, yeah. No. I haven't watched the television show. I'm not probably going to watch that, but The Big Bang Theory, I mean, that's my family likes it quite a bit. So, I mean, when I go home, that's usually on TV. So, but other than that, I mean, like I said, Game of Thrones or Friends.
Were you disappointed seeing Game of Thrones isn't coming back till 2019? I'm honestly worried that I'm going to die before that comes.
I'm not too happy about it either. It's a great TV show. It sucks that it's going to be a while, but, I mean, hope when it comes back, it's going to be exciting to watch. It's going to be pretty thrilling.
You guys going to get to kick the feet up tonight and watch the juniors? You're an alumni. You got a couple of guys that you would have played with, I think, on that team.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really exciting. I know a couple guys in that team, obviously, a couple guys I played with on London. So it's going to be an exciting game for them. Obviously, wish them the best, and... It's going to be an exciting game to watch. It's going to be a hard opponent to play against, but it's going to be fun for us at home.
So you're talking to Mitch Marner, Toronto Maple Leafs forward. Before I let you go, yeah, you're a young guy, and you look young. That's okay. You're allowed to look young. In fact, it's probably advantageous to you. And you look back at maybe not enjoying looking young now, but when you're actually older and you look young, it's actually a good thing. I think
I
look young.
Both. Same. We both look young.
I think we both look young. Mitch, what age do you think you will be at where you stop looking young, or is this going to continue until like you're 70?
I have no idea. I mean, hopefully it goes for a long time. I mean, sucks right now, but hopefully I guess that stays like that for a long time.
I don't know if it sucks right now. I mean, it probably sucks when you got we read the chirps during the day game against Carolina, which I thought were funny, but you'll be all right. Last thing before we let you go. So Dermott gets the call up today. What can you tell us about his game?
He's an exciting guy to play with. I got to play with him, obviously, World Juniors and a couple prospect camps, but playing against him, I mean, a guy that a lot of people hate to play against. He's annoying on the ice. But he brings a lot of skill to our team, a lot of poise with that puck, and he's going to be fun to watch.
Hey, Mitch, really appreciate you taking the time for us. Good luck tomorrow, and it's okay. You can like The Big Bang Theory. There's no shame in that. It's a fine. You know what? You and like a billion other people also enjoy that show. So don't be ashamed of that at all.
Yeah, I won't. I'll tell my parents too that they shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Okay, thanks, Mitch.
See you, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It was Mitch Marner, Toronto Maple Leafs forward.